Hey guys, this is old JP, and you're listening to the Josh Porter 08 podcast right here. And today's conversation was recorded January the 29th of 2021. And it's just a conversation slash interview with my father, my dad, I call him. Kenny Porter, who is the quintessential Southern man. He's lived in the same small town his entire life, and I just love him. He has a great perspective on this world and always makes me laugh anytime I'm around him. And this little conversation was no different. We're actually beside a campfire, and there are dogs outside. And you might even hear gunfire at the beginning of this podcast because my dad lives right down the road from an armory where people target shoot sometimes. And I'm pretty sure we started recording right before the sun went down that particular Friday night. But, yeah, it was a fun time to hang out with my dad. And these moments are very fun when I can get him to sit down and record with me. So we're sitting on his John Deere Gator, just talking about life. So here's Kenny Porter on the Josh Porter 08 podcast. You know, for as long as you've been doing woodwork and carpentry and all that, do you have anything that stands out as like the favorite thing you've ever fooled with that stuff?
You know, tell you the truth, 42 years, and I never really enjoyed none of
it. It was just work.
Just something to make a living with.
Yeah,
that's something I really drug into. No, I wasn't drug into it. I really made the choice to do it. But, you know, Bun and Alan, George, and all of them were carpenters. And I had a good opportunity to go to work. And I wanted to make money. And yeah. When I got started, I don't like to change occupation.
Well, if you're making money, it's best not to change.
If you're making a living, you know, And I was pretty good at it, but I never really liked it. None of it.
Dang. That's surprising because you are good at it. Most folks, if they don't really like doing something, everything they do just kind of looks like garbage.
I don't like none of it.
And that ain't the case. Your stuff always, you're really good at it. I'm particular.
I don't want to make a mess. If I see something that ain't right, I'll fix it. You know, yeah. Or I make a mess or leave a mess. But I don't like none of it.
It's just because you're thorough. It ain't because you enjoy what you do. <Right. laughs> Let's see here. I got some questions for you. I found a lot of times. Do you have like a favorite time or decade that you lived through? You've seen six of them, right? Or is this going on? Yeah, this is going on, you six.
Probably my first one.
The first decade?
Probably the first decade when I was a kid.
In the 60s. Because you were born in 58, right?
Yeah. Probably my first decade. My second decade, it was pretty good, but it ended up really bad.
Yeah.
And then that went over into the third decade, and really still, I'm still. Well, I don't know how to put it, I guess, suffering because of that right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I got well enough to make a living, and but it finally caught up with me.
Yeah. Well, as bad as you were hurt and everything, for you to work 42 years afterwards.
40 years, anyway.
Yeah, 40 years.
And I've done any I could do and lift and
yeah,
whatever I needed to do for a long time. I made it really good till I got 50.
And then it went down from there.
Downhill.
I mean,
it would have to be, yeah.
Well, the music industry's in bad shape anyway, because ain't nobody played in a year. Yeah. You know, really, to a full crowd like they were.
I don't know, we didn't go far enough on that hee haw stuff all the time. But I really like to watch it because you can see the. A lot of the stars is, you know, like Dolly Parton and
Conway.
Barbara Mandrell, Conway Twitty, Keith all Whitman. Of them when they were real young.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Williams Jr. before he fell and,
yeah.
and got hurt. I mean, a lot of them. I can tolerate that music.
Yeah. That's the good stuff.
But this new stuff, these newcomers, they all sound alike to me. And there ain't nothing special about none of them.
Nothing.
You know, Dwight Yoakam, he's got his own style and his own voice. Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, all of them have got a
sound,
and they're different, you know. You can recognize them. You know who they are when you hear their music. But some of these now, they all sound the same.
I like about all them that you just mentioned, too. They had their influences, and you could tell it, but like you said, they had their own sound.
Yeah. Yeah, you...
I don't... It,
they just... seem like taking anything that comes along now.
Well, they've changed the way they write the music. I heard one of the newer country singers the other day in an interview, he was saying that they don't even use an acoustic guitar to write the music no more. They set that beat, that drum beat, they use a drum machine, you know, and they write the whole song. And it's usually four or five people sitting in a room writing a song. It's never one person anymore, as far as commercial country music.
It ain't like it used to be.
No. You've traveled around a pretty good bit. Do you have a favorite vacation spot? Or?
Well... I don't like to go very far. So I guess you could say the Great Smoky Mountains and Panama City.
You've been
to... two of my favorites.
You've been to New York, though, right?
I went to Niagara, New York one time. I've been to Charleston, South Carolina. I went to... that place in Virginia.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. All of those were good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a whole day's worth of travel.
Right, you know. And your whole day worth of travel, and you need at least 3 or 4 days at the place, and then another day. You need a whole week if you go
that far off.
You know, we both had jobs, and we had to take care of them.
Yeah.
And go whenever we could.
I think we talked about this earlier, but I think I know the answer to this question, but what's the best vehicle you've ever owned? Or the most, or your favorite of all of them?
Probably my favorite was my first one, the 76 Ford, four-wheel drive, short wheelbase.
Yeah.
That was probably my...
I've got pictures of my favorite. That truck. I love that truck, too.
I wished I'd never got rid of it. I'd still be driving it. Yeah. I hadn't been talked into getting rid of it.
Yeah.
But
But you drove that 88 GMC. You put 400,000, is that what you said?
Well, it's got over 400 on it, about probably 402 on it. And it had 62,000 when we got it. So we've put 340,000 on it.
That's awesome.
And I put one transmission in it, and I put a flywheel in the motor one time. Never had to change a motor or nothing. I changed transmission one time.
You never changed the motor in that truck?
Got 402.
Good grief. I didn't know that. I thought you put a motor in it.
I put a transmission in it one time. Transmission went out going to Mercedes one time, or Tuscaloosa. I went the back way through West Blockton.
Yeah.
And had to cross the bridge and start up that big hill. Transmission went out on it.
Dang.
I called Tom. He brought a trailer over there to load it, but the truck was too long. So we had to call a record. And it went out that morning. We got it to the shop. And I think he put that transmission in, went out, got it, put it in, I think, all in one day.
Wow.
And it was it wasn't a rebuilt one. It was a one from the factory on the crate.
Old Tom still doing that mechanic work over
there?
Yeah,
I hadn't talked to him. Well, I talked to him. He called me when the storm come through. You know, heard Chilton County got hit pretty bad.
Yeah.
And he called me to see if we made it all right. And that's the last time I talked to him. The last work he done for me was the little truck. I had my tailgate latch broke. He fixed that. One of my back side doors messed up. He fixed that. This is all in that same trip.
Yeah.
And my door locks, one of them quit working. He fixed that. And several things just racked up on it and gotten wrong. And he fixed them all. And it's running good now. I drove it to, I drove over to Georgia last week to get me some lottery tickets. Whenever they was.
I was talking to a buddy of mine about that. That's fascinating to me that folks go to try to get them when they own up there.
Yeah, I buy them all the time, yeah. But I do. I said, well, I can't win it if I don't
That's true.
Buy one. So I drove over there just by myself, got in a little truck. I told Terry about 12 o'clock, I said, I'm going to Georgia. And I didn't want to run the interstate, so I went down, hit 22, and rode 22 all the way to the Georgia line through Roanoke.
Yeah.
And when it gets to the Georgia line, it turns into 34. And then I went to Franklin, bought me some, and then I drove on down to LaGrange and bought me some more. Then I shot across there to go back across the Roanoke. You know, just made a circle through.
Yeah. And no, nothing. No winnings.
No winning. I got maybe one or two numbers.
I won $7 on the lottery, and that's been it.
I've won a dollar here, a couple dollars there, but I ain't never won nothing. worth nothing. I would like to win.
I
just put it back into more tickets. I always say you can't win unless you buy.
That's it.
And somebody win it eventually, just like them two people that did. Boy, they well off, ain't they?
It's a game changer, man. To never have to, well, I say this, and this is the kind of thinking that probably gets you in trouble. I say you never have to worry about money again. But the minute you don't worry about it, something will happen to it. Even if you got a lot of it.
Oh. I probably wouldn't change too much.
Me neither.
I might hire a little more work done if I could find somebody to do it. But I wouldn't change too much. Is these my gloves?
Yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't go out. I like where I live. And I don't need no more land.
Yeah.
And I like my old vehicle because I might fix him up a little better. But as far as going out and buying two or three new vehicles and a boat and all that crap.
No. I just would like to have the option to not have a day job and be able to do the things that I like on my own time.
Right.
You know, that's the biggest benefit to it. It used to not be that way. I used to think about all the things I would buy. Now I don't think like that no more.
I like a good meal, and I like my older vehicles in good enough shape to go anywhere I want to.
Yeah.
I like to roll my own window down. I don't have to have a vehicle tell me when to turn my lights on.
You don't need no navigation or none of that.
Nothing.
What do they call the old maps?
Atlas.
The Atlas. But what was the company that made all the money? Rand McAnally? Wasn't that the name of it? Rand McAnally?
I don't know.
I think that's the one.
But I like to look at a map.
I do, too.
Neither told me what you wrote about. I guess you looked
on
Facebook.
Oh, okay. Last time I was down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of fans out there. Folks seem to think you're a pretty good fella. Yeah, I enjoyed coming down here. That was a fun day. It's so weird. You know, you spend the majority of your life trying to work and get by, and it's those times that you slow down a little bit that really matter, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
I eat a lot of bacon and eggs.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't eat that much bread, though.
Bacon and eggs is good.
Yeah.
I just don't eat much of it.
I do every weekday. I eat two eggs every morning.
Really?
Yeah. Scramble them. Yeah, me too.
I used to like to hear the tales. And that's one reason I like to go to the old part of Jemison. Just kind of picture how it was.
Yeah.
When Bond was a little boy. That used to be, you know, go buy a few things, some flyers. Stuff like that, you know, to make you some bread. Anyhow, he used to like to tell a story about some fella, I don't forget who he said he was, but had a pair of mules. And I don't think he had them tied, you know, they were supposed to stand. But that train come through there, and them mules got scared. Run away, and somewhere down there, they split a tree.
Uh-oh.
You know, one mule went on one side, one on the other.
Yeah.
Tore the wagon all to pieces. I don't think it hurt the mules, but he told that story.
I imagine you on a wagon, just thinking about if there was somebody on the wagon whenever it takes off like that. Bad news.
I seen that happen on one of our wagon trains.
They couldn't get them to stop?
Well, we were all parked. I had mine tied. And this one wasn't tied. And whenever they took a notion to take off, they took off. And the man that had them, you know, they were supposed to stand.
Yeah.
He didn't even try to get to them. But his wife tried to get to him, and the man pushed her out of the way and jumped on. And he couldn't get to the lines.
Oh,
the
lines boy.
Fell down. And we went out of sight.
God almighty.
We didn't know we'd find him dead.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we all went looking for him. And we found him. He wasn't hurt, but the wagon didn't turn over. And I think they had run up in some, you know, high undergrowth and stopped them. But he went out of sight. And they were flying, too. They was getting it.
Mm.
They wasn't just trotting. They was getting it. That old wagon bouncing. Him
hanging on and for dear life,
he couldn't,
I'm sure.
He couldn't get to the lines, you know, to stop them.
Good.
Because they had failed down. My little mule's done that one time. We pulled up right there, you know, like going down to the barn now, that road right there beside the house. And I needed to get something out of the wagon or something. And I told Terry, I said, reach and get that boy mule and hold him while I do whatever I was going to do, and I forgot what it was. And when I got off, they took off and jerked out of her hand. And they went down to the barn, and they done the same thing, but it was a 4x4, and it broke the 4x4 and didn't,
dang,
you know. And they went down to the barn and run through the barn and stopped.
Good grief.
But it made a racket. Now,
I guarantee you.
Kurt was out there sitting on the porch. He heard it all. I think he'd come out there and see what happened.
See if anybody got killed or not. Whoa. I guess the last question I got for today is, after you've been retired now for how long?
My last day of work was August 21st of 2018.
What you think about it so far?
Well, I don't miss the work, but the reason I quit, because I wasn't able to work.
Yeah.
I can do a few things, but I can't do near as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But I'm 63 years old almost. And
yeah. You shouldn't be having to do the things that you did for all those years anyway, though, at 63, really. Yeah. You know?
But I don't miss the work, if that's what you're asking. I don't miss the work, because I never liked it anyway.
But you do like having, I would imagine, not having a schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Is just a mind-blowing thing, you know.
My schedule is what I want to do, what I need to do every day, or what I want to do every day, or what Terry wants me to do. You know,
but if you don't feel like doing it, you don't have to do it.
I don't have to do it.
That's a great freedom.
I don't have to do it. There ain't nobody cracking the whip on me no more.
That's awesome.
Just as long as they don't run out of money, Social Security, or somebody don't figure out how to steal my retirement money.
Yeah, no kidding. Which ain't out of the realm of possibility, is it?